TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week we answer some listener email and get into the nitty-gritty of podcasting technology. Then we talk about some movies we have seen and a whole lot of movies we haven't seen. And then when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast. I should know I was going to do that, did you, Noah?
I kind of figured.
But I usually say people are fucking something. Sisters, mothers.
You shut your fucking mouth. How about that?
Fine.
All right. Well, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I'm shutting my fucking mouth.
You don't know you're not because you just said something.
Drat!
I'm Noah.
Foiled by your logic.
The in it TanCast. And you're back.
From outer space?
Yeah. I want to, our listener, Rockin' Roger, he sent me a little Facebook message earlier this week, you know, thanking him for all the laughs. And I don't know, I guess I'm just like, it's weird and kind of touching that, like, we help people in this weird way with our ramblings that we've never met. Like, I did not think that was ever going to happen. Like, we're like, oh, we're just going to sit and record the shit we say. And people are going to be like, you know what? You helped me through a hard time.
Yeah, that we help certain random people find, you know, help or escape or whatever in it. Not like, you know, TanCast replaces medicine.
No.
No, that's what it is. We replace medicine.
Oh, okay.
Aspirin? No, you don't need that. We got you. I mean, in fact, we may give you the headache that you have, but we will also
we're definitely going to give you diarrhea.
At least I will.
Taking TanCast can cause loose stools and an inability to control them. Ask your doctor if TanCast is right for you, and then listen anyway.
There was some commercial for a drug that I think was for constipation, and like one of the symptoms was like it may cause tears in your, what are those things called? Your bowels, not that word, but, or your stomach. I was like, fuck that.
Tim, could you hear any of that?
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
How do I sound now?
Much better.
All right, excellent.
At least for those four words. Fine.
Go ahead, Andy.
I woke up this morning. I was really confused. I was like, it seems awfully light outside for my alarm not to be going off. I pick up the phone. It's 7:30, which is like, we're late if we're walking out the door to get Drew to school at 7:30. It's like, I went, fuck, and sat straight up in bed and then looked at the other part right underneath where it says the time, or maybe right above it, where it tells me it's fucking Saturday, you Nimrod. Go back to sleep. Of course, I couldn't at that point because my scumbag brain had gone into panic mode. Yeah. So I've been up since early-ish for a Saturday.
You can take a nap, buddy. Take one right now.
We got yeah, absolutely. Okay. You get.
I'm sorry. I'm going to laugh at Andy for getting up early at 7:30. And tell him he can eat a bag of dicks.
Eat it all up, Andy.
Well, this is after getting like you
know, hot sauce.
3 to 4 hours of sleep for like the prior three nights in a row. So I was looking forward to sleeping today.
What's that like? I don't know what that's like.
I think Tim is implying something.
I just luxuriate in long night sleeps.
Two balls over here, no waiting. Left nut or right nut, take your pick. Lick either or both, dealer's choice.
He's making fun of you.
I know.
I just hope you're not too tired when I get there. That's my only worry.
He'll probably fall asleep.
So wait. Tim, are you saying, oh, Andy's not having a rough time, even though Andy understands his internal sleep, because I have had a similar or potentially even rougher time. So Andy's suffering is meaningless because I too have suffered. Can't we just be on team suffering, Tim? Can't you join me and be like, yeah, man, that's rough.
No.
I've gone through similar shit, and I know how. I think
no.
I've even had it worse. I'd be like, you've had it worse? Well, shit,
no, I'm
dude.
The winner.
Okay, fine. You win. Tim suffered worse. I got to check my sleep privilege now.
Yeah, that's right. Check it.
Yeah, Andy.
See, that's how fucking privileged I am. I don't even know what kinds of privileges I have. I'm just like walking into places where it says like "Do not enter." I'm like, you know what? I got to test my assumption on this. Maybe I'm allowed to.
I think I might be on a delay.
Maybe.
Because you both sound shitty to me.
Oh, I sound great to me.
Andy sounds good to me. You both sound good to me.
I always sound good to me. Just listen to my own voice. Mm. Get the playbacks. Touch myself a little.
Something downloading.
Dress.
Keep doing. Keep talking about your horrible sleep.
I love Tim in his big old balls.
Oh, so they, I know you guys hate hearing about dreams. I'm not going to tell you about the dream.
Are you going to tell us about Dreamforce?
No, I'm going to tell you about what I realized about the dream. I had a dream that was like it was kind of like a horror movie, and I woke up. I was like, that was like a weirdly compelling story. I was like, I should totally write this down. Nah, fuck it. It's the middle of the night. I'll remember in the morning. Woke up in the morning, couldn't remember a bit of it. Then all of a sudden, I don't even know why, I thought of a dog, and like the whole dream came flooding back in. It was like that was the little key that unlocked it. And I started writing it all down, and then I realized I am totally writing down the plot of all of the Halo games. Like the alien invasion, it's the fucking flood. I'm like, that's not what it was. Like, there weren't any dudes in power armor or whatever, but I'm like, that is exactly the alien invasion that I'm remembering. With like them, you know, mutating into different forms once they'd been infected for long enough, and then the infection forms like spewing out more. To go like exploding and spewing more out. I'm like, it's the fucking flood. You've played four of these games.
Okay.
Was that enough words, Tim?
Sorry, I'm still working on why you still sound like shit.
Oh.
I had a dream where people were breaking into my house. What?
It was Firefox.
Oh.
That son of a bitch.
How could you tell?
Because I've closed Firefox and you no longer sound like shit.
Oh. Navy Seals.
Navy Seals.
Anyway, Noah had a dream about white people and black people living together in harmony.
Uh-huh. Well, it was me and my mom living in a house together, and someone tried to break in, and we killed them. I stabbed one to death, and my mom shot one in the head with an assault rifle. It was an intense dream.
Wow.
You guys are having, like, action movie horror dreams. My dreams don't have a movie genre.
I had a dream.
Sadness?
Just boring, sitting around the house. That's all I do in my dreams. I catch up on all the loafing I don't get to do.
What'd you do in your dream, Tim? Well, I sat around. Scratched my balls.
It's a pretty good dream. No one yelled at me for scratching my balls.
No one yelled at me for sitting around.
I didn't have to get up and stop scratching my balls and deal with something else. I just sat there, scratched away.
It was.
That's why they call it a dream.
I was living the dream in the dream.
No kids, just glorious life. Noah, is this what your everyday is like?
No, I go out and do shit.
Oh.
You do shit?
Mm-hmm.
What is this shit that you do?
Sometimes I eat, sometimes I go to a barbecue.
What is it that you douche?
Do. I'm going to see Straight Outta Compton today.
Straight Outta Compton. Oh. Have you seen that Straight Outta Gotham parody?
Straight Outta Gotham.
No, I haven't really been paying attention to any of the stupid parodies that people have been doing.
All right, well, I didn't ask for judgment. I just asked if you'd seen it.
Dick. No, I've seen like a few of those images where people are posting the shit out of them, straight out of blah, which Andy sent one of
us. Well, because the movie made like a little meme generator where you could do that.
Yeah.
It wasn't like people were just like, I thought of something amazing. It's like they were trying to promote the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying that. That's all.
I did one. I can't remember. Oh, Straight Out of Comcast.
That one was good.
Tell us about the parody, Tim.
Penis word picture. Straight Out of Gotham.
Oh, so it's Bane, fucking Two-Face, the Joker, and the Riddler, and they're rapping about their fucking Gothamness.
All right.
Straight Out of Gotham. It's good. I thought it was good. Bane is really just the hype man. He only speaks a couple times, but...
Yes!
I know that your gadgets are pretty nifty, but I still put your odds at 50-50. That's Two-Face.
I got it.
Two-Face.
Oh, is that Two-Face?
That's Two-Face. He has two faces, hence his name, Harvey.
Two-Face!
I watched a clip, a video montage of like all the people that Batman has killed in the movies. It has been a lot.
I haven't seen that.
Well, let me link you.
Please do. I was about to Google it, but I would rather if you just leaked me.
Did he? Because I thought the only person that he killed was Harvey.
Joker?
He didn't kill the Joker.
He was hanging on his leg.
Oh, sorry. In all the movies.
All the movies. Yes.
Gotcha.
Going back
every
to Michael
single
Keaton.
Fucking one.
Actually, even going back to the TV show.
He killed people in the 66 one?
There was like one episode where something happened to like the villains, and if you lightly touch them, they just turn to dust.
Oh, right. They they dehydrated and rehydrated themselves, but they rehydrated themselves with unstable water, and so if you hit them, they just turn back to dust.
Yes.
Although, one would assume if you rehydrated them again, they'd be fine.
One would, well, this video seemed to take a different... They said, oh, that person's dead. I mean, I didn't say that, but yeah, that's what they implied.
Well, people say that Superman killed Zod and company in Superman 2, but that doesn't make them right. That's right, motherfuckers. I said it. You're not right.
But the other ones I feel like were more apt. Like, yep, that, I'm pretty sure that person did not survive that.
Like when he stuffs a bomb down that dude's pants and kicked him?
Yes.
Pretty sure he did.
That was one of them. Like kicks him down manhole. That was exactly one of them.
Keaton's Batman killed like it was nothing.
A majority of the ones are from Keaton's Batman. He just like
I almost want to watch it right this second. But I won't. I will wait.
Be patient, little one. Be patient.
Patience you must have.
Oh, should we like read email and tan laughs and all that stuff?
Why not?
Read these nuts.
Read these nuts, biatch.
I don't. How would I read these nuts?
I could write on them again.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Ten Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Listen, I need to find out what's programmed inside this.
Stop it. Okay. I got some jokes from Kiki.
Hola, Kiki. ¿Cómo se llama?
Hello, Tanners. Hola, Tanners. Here are some very punny and groan-worthy jokes. Stealing like someone's coffee is called mugging. The other day, I held the door open for a clown. It was a nice gesture. Gesture. Get it.
Wouldn't that be if the clown held the door open for you? That would be a nice gesture.
That would be.
All right. Rewrite. The other day, a clown held the door open for me. It was a nice gesture.
I like that joke because it makes sense.
I like rewrite that joke because fly. We wrote it.
Kind of. No matter how much you push the envelope, it'll be stationary. It'll still be stationary. Well, whoever invented knock-knock jokes should get a Nobel Prize. And now, wait, hold on. Wait for it. Energize the Bunny was arrested yesterday. He was charged with battery. And now I'll do this last one in my famous Russian accent.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. I put grandma on speed dial. I call that Instagram.
It's like a bad German.
I know. I don't know why I can't do Russian anymore.
I still am entertained.
I put my grandmother on speed dial. I call it Instagram.
Eddie's much better at it.
I put my grandmother on speed dial. I call it Instagram.
One, two grannies.
One, two, three fingers missing.
What? One, two, three smacks. You better have my money.
One, two hands in your puss.
What?
What are you doing, Andy? Why you gotta take it a weird place, man?
He's a Muppet. He's into that shit. Giving and receiving.
No.
What?
Dial it back, Andy. Dial it back.
Oh, okay.
Bring it back, buddy. Come on.
If you think about it, every Muppet you've ever seen is getting fisted right that moment. Ooh, taco. Shall I do a tan laugh? Or are you still going?
No, I'm done. That's it.
Okay.
No more jokes.
All right.
Ever.
Okay.
Life is not funny.
Go for it, Andy.
All right.
It's full of sadness.
Okay.
Broken dreams.
All right.
Sweet Jesus.
These 10 laughs come from Jaden, who said, since 3 weeks ago I sent some dyslexic jokes, this week I'm sending some ADD/ADHD jokes. I'm not only dyslexic, but I also have ADD. Look at the dog!
Squirrel.
Shouldn't you say look at the god?
Oh, Tim,
yes.
What up, you?
I'm here doing rewrites on all these jokes today.
He is.
We're workshopping these.
Tim, you are punching them all up.
Yep. Beautiful. I'm like Bruce Valanche.
I don't know who that is, but I'm sure there is.
That's the person who Billy Crystal hires to do his rewrites for the Oscars.
Oh.
And I'm sure he does many other things other than that. I don't want to take Bruce Valanche's career down to that, but that is just a running joke I have for him.
I only know him because of he's the good luck troll on Hollywood Squares.
Okay.
The dude's like all hair and beard and flesh. I guess we're all of that. But I mean, like, he has all of those in large quantity.
Wait, what's his name again? Bruce?
Bruce Valanche.
Valanche.
Valanche. Valanche. All right. I want to see this hairy guy. You, what, you can do some talent.
It's like Balanche with a V.
Well, Andy's going to read some ADD tan laughs from Jaden.
Speaking of ADD.
Oh, that guy!
How many children with attention deficit disorder does it take to
change
a light bulb?
Oh, wait, never mind.
Speaking of attention deficit disorder.
Holy shit.
Noah, can you calm down so Andy can read his jokes?
It's just weird. Okay, yeah, I know who it is now. But
how many Noahs does it take to derail an entire fucking podcast?
Jesus.
It's just misspelled on one part, and it confused me.
Noah, take your Ritalin. Andy, tell your jokes.
Wait. Go ahead.
How many children with attention deficit disorder does it take to change a light bulb?
Huh?
Pudding.
Let's go ride our bikes. Oh, what do you do with a Jew with ADHD?
I don't know.
Send him to concentration camp.
Oh. Oh, dear.
The other day I was reading my emails, and there was one from my boss. It said, "Mr. Morgan, I regret to inform you that although I thought this company could tolerate your ADD, I'm afraid you're just not productive enough. You may turn up Wednesday to collect your things. I sincerely hope you will be okay." And I thought to myself, doesn't okay look like a sideways person? Last one. The missus says I have a short attention spanner. Oh, shit. I gotta do this one again. The missus says I have a short attention. Spanners are great, aren't they?
All right.
Because that statement changed halfway through.
All right. This one is a combination Tan Laugh listener email, and it's from Vreg. And
go
you guys
on.
Are excited.
Oh, yeah. You should feel these nipples.
Hello, Tim, Andy, Noah. I have some jokes for you folks, so let's begin. How many apathetic people does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Who cares?
Who gives a shit? It was actually who cares, but Noah stole that one. A king was looking for the best swordsman to protect him from a would-be assassin. So he sent word to all... Oh, would-be assassins. So he sent word to all parts of his kingdom. A few weeks later, three men came to apply for the king's bodyguard. A samurai, a Chinese swordsman, and a Jewish rabbi. All enter the throne room, each of them with a look of focus and determination. The king asks for a demonstration of their skill. The Chinese swordsman pulls out a small box and lets out a bumblebee. He unsheathes his sword and, in a flash, cuts the bee in half. The samurai also produces a small box with a fly that quickly zooms out. Without hesitation, the samurai cleaves the fly in two. The king is impressed and finally asks to see the skill of the rabbi. The rabbi pulls out a tiny box from his breast pocket and a small speck of a gnat flies out. The rabbi swings at the bug for a few seconds, but the gnat is still buzzing around. The king says, "I'm sorry, rabbi, but you did not kill the gnat." The rabbi smiles and says, "Ah, but my king, you see, circumcision is not meant to kill."
Oh, can you imagine being circumcised to death?
Yes.
To death,
I imagine it
say.
Often.
Every day.
When you're touching yourself?
Yep.
When I think about you, I touch
with
myself.
My blender.
Oh.
Hey, you have any sex toys you like? I have the sex toys I like. Don't judge me.
Fair enough.
And I'm not done, because now it's time for some Noah Cox jokes.
Shine on, you crazy diamond.
Noah's cock is so big.
How big is it?
That he needs a city ordinance before it's allowed to be erected. Noah's cock is so big.
How big is it?
That it makes honeycomb cereal look small.
And honeycomb's big. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not small.
No.
Noah's cock's big. Yeah. It's not small. No. Noah's cock has a theme song. We did it. Thanks to Vreg. Noah's cock is so big that most women find it painful to have sex with him. Oh, that was a good one. Didn't see that coming.
Anti-jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Noah's cock is so big that in order to get to the head, you have to follow the second star to the right and go straight on till morning.
and then never, never land.
Noah's Cock is so big that Disney is planning on opening a park on it sometime in the future. And now the tan mail. Oh, I gotta come up... No, not this week. I'll come up with the tan mail jingle at some point, but it's not gonna happen this week.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
TanCast! Listener email!
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know that I made the subreddit for the TanCast. Nope, there was no the there. I added a the for no reason. I made the subreddit for TanCast. I linked it here a few times in the blog comments and hoped fans would go there and contribute. But after a few weeks, I saw that no one used it, so I said, screw it. I still love you guys, and I hope you guys go on forever and ever 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 and Eve Rand ever and 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 ever. Okay, there's more typos. I'm not going to keep doing it.
Okay.
Not crazy, Bridge.
Come play with us forever and ever.
I just like there was a couple times where it said something else because he was typing so fast. I was like, oh, that'll be funny. Randver.
Meanwhile, I, being lazy, would have hit copy, paste, 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 paste.
That's how I do it.
Paste, 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 paste.
Control V is my friend.
Oh, maybe that was a super inside joke for typos, because Tim is a typo motherfucker.
Not that inside. Like, Tim makes typos, I'll make a bunch of typos. Because that's the typo thing they'll enjoy on the show. I love it.
Robin sent an email that I also sent to Andy earlier this week about the the Chewbacca Crocs, which Andy is going to buy very soon and model them for us.
Then we could just get any white foot and put them in there, and no one would know.
Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na.
He's got a point.
So Robin says, saw these on Facebook. I don't know if they're real, but maybe, just maybe, they might be acceptable. Love the show, even though I'm about 6 episodes behind. I'll catch up one of these days.
And, so in a couple months, she'll hear this.
Yep, it's on the looks. Is on the Crocs website? I think it is. Yeah, it's Chewbacca Crocs.
What a Wookiee.
Chewcracka. Strangers in the Night. I think those are real because they have a price and everything. So, Andy, you could get them now, okay, buddy?
Could I?
There's limited quantities.
But do you want me to just better run out?
Do you want me to just order them for you so they can be here when you arrive?
just slip them on as soon as he gets here.
Meet him on the plane instead of, like, you know, in Hawaii, they give you a lay.
Now you can go to Salesforce in style.
They give you something. They give you something to stop you from getting laid.
I think that's just Andy's body.
I was gonna say my face, voice, and personality do that, Tim.
Andy's essence.
Andy could get mad ladies.
I like how you went respectful there, buddy.
That's a phrase where just bitches seems way better, but
it
I
does.
Don't want to say it.
You know what? I'm going to carve out an exception for it. Mad bitches is okay.
Nope.
They're very angry that they end up with Andy.
Yes. No,
they're crazy.
They're insane to want to hop on this.
They're all Batman supervillains. They all escaped out of Arkham and jumped right on Andy's dick.
We all go a little mad sometimes. Mad for that sweet fat cock meat.
Oh, okay.
Is it sweet? Because I think that might be an issue.
I don't know. As I was telling my wife yesterday, we were discussing babies sticking their hands in their mouths. I was like, yeah, there's one part of my anatomy that I've been trying to explore with my mouth my entire life, and I think I will continue until I die. In fact, depending on how aggressively I go about it, the one may follow the other fairly quickly.
Like in Clerks.
Like in Clerks.
Lips resting on his balls.
No, balls resting gently on his upper lip, I think was what it was.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
You know.
Andy. Oh, I know. We got some more listener email. Tan mail.
Diggity damn.
This one's from Jaden. Different email, but goes back to the WordPress stuff and whatever, podcasting shit that we were talking about like last week or the week before.
last week.
And he says, hey, Tancast guys, is WordPress and PowerPress podcast hosting free, or does it cost money? Can I host video podcasts on WordPress? So there's two different things that are WordPress. One of them is WordPress.com, and the other one is WordPress.org. WordPress.org is where they develop something that you can go run on any web server that you're willing to pay somebody money to run for you. WordPress.com is a blog hosting service run by the same company that was started to keep developing WordPress that's developed over on WordPress.org. So, the way that we do Tancast and Can't Wait for Christmas Pod is we have a web host that we pay like $10 a month to, and we can install WordPress on there. We can configure it however the fuck we want. We can upload as many random files as we want. We can do whatever the fuck we want all the time, within certain limits. But the limits are way above what Tancast is ever going to ask of that host. So that's the downloadable, installable one that you get from WordPress.org. On WordPress.com, you can start a blog for free. There are limitations to it. There are limitations to... I know there are limitations to which plugins you can install. I think on the free one, there are limitations that you can't install plugins at all. Like, you can put in a couple of different kinds of themes, but it's much more restrictive unless you actually pay them a little bit for hosting. If you do pay them for hosting, I have absolutely no idea, honestly, if PowerPress is a plugin that you can install. I also don't know if they have limitations of file size, but these hour-long podcasts that we're doing run somewhere between like 40 and 60 megabytes a piece. So if you kind of do the math on that, you know, we have 330 some odd of these. So what does that mean that we're up to? 20 gigs, something like that, worth of audio of our jibber-jabber?
Jibber and jabber.
Both of those things, yeah.
Cut your jibber-jabber.
No, it took us years to get there, but, you know, it takes a lot more space to store audio, and video is even higher. However, YouTube hosting of video content is free. And
yeah,
you
a lot
can,
of video podcasts do it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can embed YouTube videos directly into WordPress posts. So you could do a vodcast and use YouTube to host your content and WordPress to, you know, kind of collect it, and include, you know, writings and, you know, your thoughts or, you know, your notes about the episode, all the rest of that shit. So yeah, you can kind of glue things together to get this shit done.
I need glue.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully that helps out. Now, in terms of actually like people being able to subscribe to it as a vodcast, I know jack shit about like vodcasts and like what other stuff you need to do. I just know about, you know, podcasts and iTunes and PowerPress and audio.
Yeah, I don't listen to any, or I guess watch any video podcasts.
I watch a couple. It seems, yeah, definitely like it seems like it's more work, just from what people said mentioned on the podcast. Like, one podcast I listened to was interesting. They stopped doing the podcast, became so popular, they couldn't afford to make it anymore, so they just put everything on YouTube.
Wait, it became so popular they couldn't afford it?
Yeah, just like the bandwidth.
They couldn't get advertisers?
I guess it wasn't enough.
Hmm.
That's what they said, and now it's all on YouTube, which is annoying, because, I mean, part of the reason I like podcasts is they just come to me. I don't have to go anywhere to watch it. It's just like they download, I watch them, I'm done.
Yeah, that's the whole point. It's no longer a podcast if you can't bring it to the pod in your pocket.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they still get lots of views, so I'm sure they'll. And I still watch it.
Probably.
It's not enough of a deterrent that I don't watch it, but I'm just like, oh, I just wish you were still a podcast.
There are some services out there that will host the audio files for you. We don't do it because I don't ever want, you know, like one of those services going down or suddenly decided fuck you, pay us, becoming their business model to then have control over, you know, every link out there. That is, you know, here's where Tancast the podcasts live. Here's where Tancast content can be found. And, you know, now we're roped into paying for something that used to be free. You know, beware free services, because you are the product. Also, so you're giving up control to someone else. But I do know that that Blueberry, That's tough to say. It's like blueberry, but with no E's in it. They're the people that make PowerPress.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
There's been some stuff where they're talking about doing, you know, content distribution stuff. So I don't know what their prices are on that or anything. But
So we don't pay Blueberry? No, that's a suggested donation, right?
Yep.
And we pay you plenty, Blueberry. Don't worry about it.
Yep. we give Blueberry a sizable chunk of all of the profits of the site. A huge amount of our advertising dollars goes towards that donation.
I mean, it's darn near 100%. It's really near. It's very, very near to 100%.
It's close to a 1,000,000%. It's close to infinity percent.
Can't it's mind have business. 1,000,000%.
Sure you
mind
can.
Business.
No.
Yes, you can.
No.
0 divided by 0 is a very, very strange number, Tim.
It's not a number.
It's lots of things. Actually, you're
it
right.
Makes Cookie Monster cry. I asked Siri.
No, it's funny because you're true. It is not a number. Sorry. If you try to do that in lots of programming languages, the thing that you get back instead of being number is like the words not a number or NaN or something. I was laughing because that's funny to me that you actually used a technology term and didn't realize it, but nobody else is laughing. So I realize what a sad, strange little troll I am.
Maybe someone else is laughing. We can't hear people listening to this.
This could be.
Maybe one of the 7 people found that funny.
It's possible.
Shall we move on to how everyone's week was? Or were we not done yet?
That was the only listener email that I noticed, but I could have overlooked some. Anybody else see anything?
Well, let me just... I saw the Noah already covered the Crocs from Robin.
Uh-huh.
There was a follow-up from Tyler, who sent the thing about inhale my dong enragement child. And I had said it was from Five Nights at Freddy. No, it's actually from Five Nights at Fuckboys, a very, very messed up Five Nights at Freddy's role-playing game. Just thought you should know.
Ah, I do believe when we were talking about it, I said something about Five Nights at Fuckboys being
and
the
I,
thing
yeah,
that
and I corrected you, and I shouldn't have. So from the corrections department, a.k.a. Tyler.
And he was right.
Yes.
You know why? Because I'm always fucking right.
Boy, we haven't gone back to that well in a while.
No, I haven't.
He also says, this is very timely, Happy Independence Day, boys, from me and the gang at Freddy Fazbear Pizza. So, glad we got to that when it's almost September. Oh, there's one from Lindsay a while back. I'm scrolling innocently along my Tumblr dashboard, and all of a sudden there's a promoted post for that movie Noah talked about a while back, worst and most cliched trailer ever, the Lonesome Stride movie.
No, Longest Ride.
I finally watched the trailer, and it was so painful. Dear God, Nicholas Sparks needs to stop. I will put the Longest Ride movie Tumblr into the show links. Noah even remembers talking about
no,
this.
No, I remember it, because I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's just so cliche. It's seared into my brain.
Oh, I think Cracked even did an article about this. I could be wrong.
I talked about American Ultra, right?
Yes.
Last week? Okay. I haven't seen any movies this week.
I did. I can't remember what it's called, though. Hang on, let me Google it.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about a shit.
Tanflix.
All right.
It's a warning. Steve Coogan, Judy Dench.
Oh, yes.
Guess who didn't spell either one of those right? If your guess was Tim Babb, ding, 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 Philomena.
Tim barely spells his own name right.
TOLBRQ7.
Buddy, little boy.
7 is silent.
I'm gonna make name tags that say, hello, my name is.
Oh, Andy, look at you being funny, buddy.
I do that from time to time. Not nearly as often as I'm right.
That's a shame.
Wilhelmina or Philomena? Philomena.
Philomena.
Right?
Philomena.
So, do you want to talk about now?
Sure. Might as well. And then we'll go on to weeks after this.
Do it.
Okay. So, it's Judy Dench stars as this woman, and she's telling the story through flashback about how when she was a kid, she got pregnant, and her parents sent her to live with these nuns to have the baby, and then, like, you have to work there for a number of years in order to pay the nuns back for taking care of your baby, and, like, you get to see your baby for an hour every day. However, where you're working is also an orphanage, so eventually your baby gets adopted, and you don't get to see your baby again. Like, and they don't tell you when it happens, and the baby just gets snatched away. And so she's, now she's old, she's been trying to find out what happened to her baby to, you know, to go make contact with her. Him. Make contact with him. The baby's a boy. And so she hires this reporter. Or her daughter, I think, hooks her up with this reporter. I was in and out of the movie, but it still sucked. It didn't suck. It was just depressing. Hires this reporter to help track down the kid, and antics ensue. Like, she's super devout, religious, even though the nuns mistreated her so badly. And their search ends up taking them to America, and they're traveling together. And let's just say it doesn't end with the sitcom ending that you're hoping it will.
The sitcom ending would be the reporter is actually her son.
Ah, that's what I was banking on. He's not.
Yeah, I didn't figure it actually was.
It is.
What rating would you give it?
I would give it an F for fucked up.
For held Tim's inner child down and fucked it.
Like, in the middle way through it, like it gets depressing towards the middle, and I'm like, and I went on to Wikipedia, I read the rest of what the plot happens, I was like, oh, fuck this movie. Oh,
fuck.
And then my mom and wife continued watching it, and occasionally would check back in.
But I can't hear you for some reason.
It's just what I thought. I didn't like it. Didn't want this to happen, and now it's happening.
I don't know if Tim can hear you.
Well, he's talking over me, so I decided to keep going, so I didn't have to I didn't have to re-edit it.
Apparently, I also can't type the word sound.
You can't type the word sound?
He's all fucked up. So, like, movie-wise, what would you really give? Would you give it an F?
No, I mean, if you like artsy shit fuck movies, I'm sure you'll like it. I don't know. Not my kind of movie.
Tim's perspective.
Oh, then yeah, fuck it. F. I don't want to see that. I'm not here for this shit.
You guys couldn't hear me either. Well, I couldn't hear you.
No, I could hear you.
Oh, you couldn't hear
me. Did you not hear me? I said I could hear you, but you were talking over me, so I kept talking.
Yeah, that was a good choice.
I was like, I'm like in the middle of a sentence. I'm like, Andy can wait.
You're right. Andy can.
But except if he was like dying, Tim.
I assume he would have... Wait, what am I going to do?
Fly in there and save him. Only you can save him.
I believe you're mistaken.
There's only one man who can do the job, and it's Tim Babb.
Oh, and I also saw Ant-Man again, and it's still awesome.
Awesome. Good. Strong word.
I just recently watched Iron Man 3 for my podcast. The Christmas podcast. And I was like, hey, that's the beginning of Phase 2. And I just rewatched the end of Phase 2. I'm all Phase 2'd out.
Tim Phase 2 and then naps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all the movies I got. Noah didn't have. Noah doesn't have anything else?
No, I didn't watch any movies this week. I still got Bernie and Amelie waiting for me.
Bernie as in Bernie Sanders?
No, I think it's called Bernie. The one with Jack Black about the guy who killed the lady and like everyone hated the lady.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, it's based on a true story. There's this guy, I think it's Bernie, right?
Oh, side note. So was Philomena or whatever it was. Based on a true story. Which made it even worse.
Let's take a look here. Yeah, Bernie. So it's about this guy who killed... They're in this small town. And the guy kills this lady. And like, you know, I suspect all the townspeople will be like, oh, he's terrible. And then they're all like, no, we love Bernie. He's a great guy. We hated that lady he killed. And so it's kind of like... I think it's the story kind of leading up to... Let me read the synopsis for you. In this black comedy inspired by real-life events, affable Texas mortician Bernie befriends the small town's wealthiest widow and then kills her. But despite the suspicious nature of her death, no one wants to think anything but the best of Bernie.
Hmm.
Like, and so, you know, a postscript test story is later on they found out Bernie was, I think, molested as a child or abused. And so he got out early and now lives with Richard Linklater, the director of this film.
Okay. Wow. That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. The whole, like, I've heard a couple different podcasts about how this kind of movie came to be, and it's a pretty interesting, like, story, and just the story is pretty interesting. So, yeah, I heard it's a really good movie. It's been on my list to watch, so I'm watching.
Did you say the director's name was Richard Lester?
Linklater.
Richard Linklater.
Ah, okay.
Later or letter?
Whatever.
Meh. He directed Fast
Times. I thought Richard Lester was dead.
Richard Sausage Link.
Sausage. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love sausage.
Oh, one of us hasn't had breakfast yet.
It wasn't me, because I had breakfast.
Me.
But I love sausage.
I got a tummy full of Special K.
And semen.
I bet you do, Andy. Oh. We know what Special K is.
Yeah.
It's ketamine. Cereal.
Speaking of Andy, did you... It's cereal. Did you have any... Andy, do you have any movies? Whew. My voice just gave out midway through the word saw.
I rewatched a couple of random movies, like, you know, trying to fall asleep, and, you know, got in very just different positions through them. after texting you guys like a month ago that Wing Commander was available on Netflix, mm-hmm. I decided, you know what? I'm going to see that we talked about it repeatedly on the show, but doing nostalgia goggles. I wanted to see if reverse nostalgia goggles were a thing, because I remember Wing Commander sucking ass. I remember being so excited that they were going to do a Wing Commander movie and do justice for, you know, like, there's a whole universe around the Wing Commander games and, you know, like, great sci-fi epic and all that. I was like, man, you know, a great Wing Commander movie would just be fucking awesome. And I remember walking out of that thing being like, what a piece of shit. This time I think I got about 10 minutes in and fell fast asleep. So, if you would like to fall asleep to the antics of Matthew Lillard, Wing Commander. Wing Commander is for you.
That's a solid recommendation.
If you see him, like, you know, trying to, like, snap off a salute sarcastically, how the hell do you salute sarcastically? Especially when you got a look on your face like, okay. Which I think is, like, it was amusing when he actually said that in Scream. But, like, watching all the rest of the stuff that he's been in, that's just, like, his default look. Like, that just seems to be, like, his attitude. Like, just every thought he has. Like, I think I want corn! So, Matthew Lillard, everyone.
He's the voice of Shaggy.
This is true. Actually, he does a surprisingly good Shaggy voice.
Wait. And is he the voice of Shaggy now that he played Shaggy in the movie?
Exactly.
Yes. Interesting.
He's I gotta make a career out of this.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't making it out of acting.
Isn't voice acting still acting?
Sure.
Depends on how good the voice actor is. Like John DiMaggio and Billy West and Maurice LaMarche, I will defend them as voice actors, as actors.
But Matthew Lillard, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Take that, Matthew Lillard.
Tara Strong, I will defend her as well. And not only because she has a nice badonkadonk.
I will defend Rashida Jones.
Yeah.
That's all.
I will defend Bill Farmer. Are we just picking voice actors and defending them?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
We're building teams for the Great War.
So sometimes when I go to sleep, I will just find something on Netflix to kind of play in the background.
It's porn. He looks for porn on Netflix.
You okay? Yeah. Now, where are you going?
I'm right here, Tim. I'm not going anywhere, buddy.
Oh, okay. You're not going. Okay.
I'm here for you, buddy. Don't you worry.
Sorry, that was my wife. My wife!
Your wife!
The wife! So
I've been trying to keep my voice down so I didn't wake up the baby. I don't know if I did, but the baby's awake. And now they're leaving.
You piece of shit.
But now I can say, my wife! Full volume.
Now they're leaving you forever, Tim? You woke the baby for the last time, Tim. I'm leaving.
Oh.
Ooh, that'd be rough.
You could live with me, buddy.
What? Yeah, you'd think she'd kick me out. I need all this space to deal with these two kids.
I don't even make the salary that we had at the radio station. I can't afford to live alone.
Not in this palatial two-bedroom estate. Three-bedroom, one-bathroom.
So I discovered the show by Joseph Gordon-Levitt called Hit Record on TV. And it is interesting.
Uh-huh.
Like, it is all, like, user-created content. Like, they have an idea, and then they get, like, people, fans of the show, to help. Like, with music, with artwork, with videos. I would say it's worth the look-see. I didn't watch all of it. I watched like a couple episodes and then fell asleep, but I was like, this is kind of interesting. And so it says the series emphasizes internet celebrity and art history by focus on different themes. So each show has a theme, and then they'll kind of build a show around that theme with the help of the audience. Not necessarily the audience in the place because it is live, but, like, you know, people who watch the show, and they reach out to people and have them create content.
Yeah. And they'll do, like, random shit, like have a couple hundred people show up, and they'll play an Ultimate Frisbee game and have, like, 20 or 30 people or whatever it is in the crowd, like, film it from all different angles and then, you know, cut it together.
So you've been watching it, Andy, or you have watched it?
I've watched a couple of episodes, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. It's interesting.
Yeah, but, like, I was like, this is... Like, I don't know if it's great. It's definitely entertaining. It's definitely interesting.
Yeah, I saw it more as like entertainment performance art combo. Less is just like, you know, pure like, you know, sit back and consume this entertainment. It's more of like, let's watch this experiment and see what happens.
And I would say Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a pretty charming dude.
He is. I'd probably let him put it in me. I think he could talk me into it.
But he would have to hit record on it.
Yes. press record on my dick.
I remember his version of Baby It's Cold Outside with Lady Gaga was super awkward.
Was it?
I felt it. Like, I'm like, did you just run with the first take and say, ah,
good
what
enough.
Are you
going to
do?
I don't know, niggas, sometimes you got race.
What? We don't have a ton of film in this camera. They're digital. You know what? Who hired this intern? Get him out of here.
All right. Fair enough.
Have you seen the time he wrecked Conan O'Brien's set?
No.
Have I seen what with who?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt wrecked a bit of Conan O'Brien's set one time.
I did not see that.
I'll search and we can put it in here, but it's amusing. He was talking about how he was a headbanger as a kid, and then he did some headbanging and wrecked the place up a little.
He banged some heads.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it was staged?
Oh, no. I think he just went a little bit. It wasn't like battle and like him like tossing himself through stuff, but he, as he was headbanging, kind of like kicked some stuff over, like shit broke a little bit spectacularly, and he was like, "Oh, hey, sorry about that."
I can afford to fix that. I got you, baby.
Let me just break you off something from a wallet. I remember when Conan's first episode on TBS, it was like a video of him like going from NBC to CBS or TBS, and TBS is like, "We've got an offer for you." And he opens the paper and it says less, and then he opens the rest of the paper, much less.
Did he respond like, "I'll take it"?
Yep. Sorry, random side tangent.
Yeah.
Tangent away, baby. Tangent away. Neither of you have seen Man from U.N.C.L.E., have you?
No.
I vaguely want to see it.
I vaguely want to see it as well.
That is all. Guy Ritchie, I think Guy Ritchie really needs to go back to those gangster films he used to make, because those are fucking good.
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything about Man. I feel like Man from U.N.C.L.E. just sort of like skidded into theaters and nobody gave a shit.
I think people are saying like, who was asking for this? Like, was anyone sitting around like, you know what I want a remake of that show from, what was it, 60s, 70s? Man from U.N.C.L.E.
In fairness, who was asking for Mission Impossible when it came out?
This is true.
Like, they made it into something good, but... And why do they, again, hire, like, this guy's the American guy. We'll hire British actor Henry Cavill.
Yes.
Baby,
stupid Brits taking our gerbs.
He's the most American superhero there is, so let's hire British actor Henry Cavill.
It's not getting great reviews, but I think I've heard some people say they enjoyed it. So, you know,
When I first saw the first trailer, I'm like, that looks good. And, like, Henry Cavill comes off as super charming in that trailer. And then I saw the second trailer, I'm like, he is playing that one note in everything he says.
Mm. I think I've only saw one trailer a while ago.
That note is, wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Timmy, it's cold outside.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
And no, it's not. It's been hot as balls.
It has been pretty warm, actually.
As balls.
And yesterday, the air conditioning broke at my work.
Oh, yeah. That's why you're taking the hot shit.
Yeah.
That was hot shit smelfy.
Fuck, it was but so then, weird. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Tim.
This is what the difference is between working like where I work and working like, you know, somewhere that's not as great. They're like, okay, we're going to run out and just go buy fans for everyone. And then they came back and there's a bunch of fans all over the place. And also, oh, it's hot. You know what? Spontaneous ice cream social at 4:00. Everybody be there. We're bringing in ice cream.
Oh, yeah. That's where the money you're not getting paid is going.
No one ever offers to pay me an ice cream.
They're like, fuck, you can buy your own ice cream, Andy.
Yeah, they're like, you're making way more than Tim is. Buy your own ice cream.
I was so weird the other day when I was just sitting in the, you know, stall at the bathroom, and someone comes in, and I just said, shit. Oh, shit. Fuck. I was like, I'm like, what? Do they know someone else is in here? What the fuck is going on over there? Like, that's not the noises you want to hear. Coming from the urinal.
I'm like, you should have, like, popped out. What? What is it? Do you need help?
You need help holding it? What's going on, buddy?
Did you forget it? I forgot my dick.
Damn it, dick. Quit running off. Stupid dick. Stupid dick.
Detachable penis.
Speaking of dick, I was revisiting Dick Tracy the other day, and I'm like, that is a reboot that is ready to happen.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know why that's just been allowed to languish. I mean, Dick Tracy was a very visually interesting movie, but it wasn't like, oh, that's the ultimate take on it. We can never... Yeah, it's sacrosanct.
Yeah. Tim using big words.
Sacrosanct. That Indeed. Means all the saints have been sacroed.
No more saints.
Holy shit.
What's the matter?
I just checked on Rotten Tomatoes. I was completely unsurprised to see Sinister 2 at 12%. A little surprised, but maybe also not, that Hitman, yet another video game movie, 8% fresh. But then I scrolled down a little bit, and I saw Fantastic Four, 9% fresh.
Oh, yeah, that thing got shit on.
Oh, yeah. They rebooted that thing just to fall flat on their dicks.
I think they're still planning on making the second one with that cast.
Jesus. They're using the same director and writer, too?
I'm willing to bet they are not going to use the same director.
Okay.
As he tweeted right before the movie came out, you should have seen the movie that I was trying to make that they stopped me from making. Like, that's like he tried to get out ahead of the criticism and instead probably tanked the opening weekend by 5-10 million or something like that is what they say.
So he fucked the movie and fucked his career.
I thought he tweeted that after the bad press.
There was some bad press was starting, but no one had seen it. Like, the movie hadn't been full on released yet, or at least it was like Friday morning. Like, it was right. It was perfect timing for everybody to go, like, hey, Ghost, what's opening this weekend? And guess what the director thinks about it?
The Rotten Tomatoes critical consensus says, dull and downbeat, this Fantastic Four movie provides a woefully misguided attempt to translate a classic comic series without the humor, joy, or colorful thrills that made it great.
Are you sure that's not the Man of Steel review?
Suck it, Man of Steel!
Like, you know that they are the Fantastic Four, right? It's not like, you know, the Melancholy Four.
Oh, bother. Like
dull and downbeat.
I heard there's a huge time jump in the middle of the movie that renders all the plot setup, or not plot, character setup, in the beginning, like, irrelevant, because it's like, okay, well, now that's all been solved, and here are these new character traits that need developing. It's like, well, then what the fuck did I sit there watching that for? If you're just like, oh, yeah, that got solved over a couple of years. Now we're on to this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're no longer feuding about that. Now we got all other beefs.
We got new beefs. Not to
Johnny
be confused
Storm
with stew beef.
Fucking set my couch on fire at Christmas.
It happens.
This is the one where we talk about movies we haven't seen.
Let's see. What else have I seen? What is out this week?
What haven't I seen? Goodfellas. I've heard good things.
Yeah, me too. And me too.
I haven't seen Hitman. It's not doing well. Haven't seen Sinister 2. Haven't seen Straight Outta Compton. I am going to see that, though, today.
Yes. Haven't seen Straight Outta Compton, but I want to. I'm glad it's doing well.
I haven't seen The Gift. I kind of want to.
Eh. I haven't seen Pixels. I'm glad about that.
Ah,
yeah.
When I think I mentioned, like, yeah, when I first started seeing the trailer, they hadn't shown who, like, the actors at. I'm like, whoa, this is kind of an interesting concept for a movie. And then it was like, then they show who's in. I was like, fuck. I'm gonna fuck this up.
Yeah, when I was watching it, I was like, oh, that'll be an interesting concept for a movie. Wait a minute. That's a fucking Futurama episode.
Not only, well, it's also a short film that they fleshed out into a long movie. The short film had nothing to do with Adam Sandler or Kevin James.
Oh, have you seen the short film?
No. I thought we were just doing things we haven't seen.
Yeah. Come on, Noah, catch up.
No, but I've seen bits of the short film, and it looks similar to the movie, except a little less glossy. Like, it looks a little more like, holy shit, we caught this on the gritty real cam. A gigantic Pac-Man is coming.
Oh, well. What do you think happened to Adam Sandler?
Waka, 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 waka.
Money?
Oh! Do you think, like, was he ever funny?
I mean, here's the question. Is he only funny if you're a certain age? Like, because when I was in high school, college, I thought he was funny.
Have you gone back and tried to watch Billy Madison?
No.
Not
awful.
Recently.
Awful. Dude's, like, there's a whole scene where the dude's just making noises.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess. No? Well, all right, what about Happy Gilmore? You know what?
I think Happy Gilmore stands up, because I have seen that one recently.
Nostalgia right. Goggles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's a good one. Because, yeah, like, was he ever funny? Or, well, yeah, was it just, like, the time and place we were at, where, like, this is hilarious, and now we're, like, not the time and place anymore. Like, we've grown, but he hasn't.
Happy Lagouda!
I mean, I still think about that movie, and it still makes me laugh. You eat little pieces of shit.
That's the mom
for
from
breakfast?
Modern Family. Or the.
Well, you watched it recently, didn't you?
Yes, it is.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched bits of it recently. I think it was on TV, and I was like, "Oh, this is my favorite part! Happy Look Out!"
Why is that your favorite part?
Because why did she add the?
Emphasis.
It's like, it's like my favorite part, like, in Wedding Singer. You know, I feel like that was stand up too.
Oh yeah.
How?
Hey, Wedding Singer. Oh. Hey.
Oh, I love that scene so much.
It's just so weird. It's like, why is it Steve Buscemi? Why is he drunk? What? Like, he just showed up to interrupt that conversation that they were having.
Oh, it was such a good fall.
Well, it was.
He was in. He was earlier in the movie and later in the movie.
I know.
He was the drunk brother. So he wasn't just. He didn't just show up for that scene.
I know.
All right, then hush it.
No, I just mean, like, why did he show up in that scene? Like, he was literally there just to interrupt the conversation that they were having and do a little bit of business.
Well, that's all you need.
Yeah, okay.
That'll make Noah happy forever. Why are you fighting this?
I'm not.
Let Noah be happy forever.
It's so funny.
Oh, I know one I bet won't stand up. Bulletproof. I remember liking that a lot. I bet it's shit.
Oh.
Him and Damon Wayans.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guarantee you that one's shit.
Should we each pick one and then come back?
You know, I kind of wanted to do a comparison of Bulletproof and Last Boy Scout, Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans, and see if that one holds up.
Well, that's Shane Black. You can take that to the bank. That's Shane... Lethal Weapon, Long Kiss Goodnight, Iron Man 3, Black. Kiss, kiss, bang, 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 bang.
Ooh.
Kiss, kiss, bang, bang.
Kiss, kiss, bang, bang was fun.
Does Kiss, kiss,
too.
Bang, bang take place during Christmas?
I can't recall. Doesn't
Last Boy Scout have at least some part during Christmas?
I can't recall.
Hmm. Well, because Lethal Weapon definitely does, Iron Man 3 does, and Long Kiss Goodnight does.
Yep.
So I just think Shane Black has a thing for Christmas.
Oh, Shane Black has not directed many movies.
No.
Wait, actually, only two that are currently out.
Don't two of the Die Hards also take place Christmas? Isn't the first and second one both Christmas time?
Yes, but neither of those are Shane Black.
Yeah, sorry. Just thinking of other...
Oh. Well, yeah. My latest Can't Wait for Christmas is five movies that take place at Christmas but aren't traditional Christmas movies.
Very good.
Number one might surprise you.
Oh.
Oh, tantalizing.
Debbie Does Dallas?
Yep. No. That takes place during football season.
Oh.
I guess football season.
That overlaps Christmas.
Yeah.
He's directing a sequel to the film Predator.
It's about time. He was in Predator.
Was he really?
Yeah, he's one of the guys.
Oh. He's also doing... Doc Savage, which is based on a comic book.
Yes,
which I just confused with Doctor Strange, and I was like, wow, I'm surprised I haven't heard about that. But Doctor Strange is Kingelbald Dungerbatch, or whatever his name is.
Benjamin Cumberbatch?
Benedict.
Humperdink Skinglesmark.
Dingleberry Fart McMuffin.
I like that joke from the Oscars. Benedict Cumberbatch is not only a great actor, but it's the sound you get when you ask John Travolta to pronounce Ben Affleck.
don't touch my hair.
What?
That's my
upper crust.
Is that your Russian John Travolta?
Upper crust crumpet tea. Crumpet tea.
Don't touch my hair.
Did John Travolta just join us on this call?
Yeah. No one had to go to the bathroom.
Oh my God, Mr. Cotter. Oh my God.
Have you heard the John Travolta as the gay ghost on Hollywood Babylon?
No.
No.
That's not, I find it offensive.
Who? Where? Why?
Boo.
It's the boo that really does it for me.
Sounds so defeated.
Boo. All right. I need to get going.
All right. John Travolta, take us out.
Remember, never trust no one to do a good Russian impression. Or John Travolta. Don't touch my hair.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Mr. Cotta. This week I hate it when motherfuckers next to me pull into my lane and almost fucking kill me. Oh my god.
That sounds like a black John Travolta.
He was trying to be street.
Oh. No, don't touch my hair.
Never touch a black man's hair. Oh my god.
Hey guys, remember.
It's just getting worse.
Not today, John Travolta impression. I don't bother people laughing because we amuse the shit out of ourselves. Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
I don't know why more people don't listen to us.
I do.
Oh.
Because we suck.
Because the funny came at the very end. Like, wait, sit through all this boring shit. There's going to be something funny at it.
If you can sit through an hour of humdrum, you'll be rewarded with something that's mildly amusing by comparison.
We set our standards low, then we surprise them.
We set our standards low, and we keep them there.
In the same way that a guttering candle seems blinding in darkness, Tancast is funny.
All right.
I think that should be on a t-shirt, or at least a bumper sticker.
Have a week.
Do or don't. It's up to you.
Well, I would just assume they did have a week. I didn't say if it's good or bad. Just have a week.
Yeah.